Oh, what I have to share with you today is truly, truly glorious. It is Sunday, 5:03 a.m. and the 29th of March, 2015. And as I came to sit before the Lord, it was later than normal, and immediately, He overtook me from the very first second He was there. And I was completely in His presence. There was no struggle at all. It just happened. It was grace. He was wearing a white tuxedo with a white carnation. And His face, it was stunningly clear. When I saw it in detail, He laughed in joy. You know, He's been working on my perception of His face. Oh, a wave of elation swept over my whole being and nearly lifted me up off the floor. We were dancing, and it was obvious that this was our wedding reception. I was wearing my wedding gown and veil. We were dancing to Terry McAlmon's song, Praise Him. And the Lord was singing to me, and I was singing to Him. We were singing to one another. His eyes locked on mine with such gentleness and profound affection. His love for me was unmistakable. And mine for Him? Well, I could barely stand, so weak were my knees at those moments. The last 2 days I've been feeling a reticence that perhaps the rapture is not as soon as I was anticipating. I said, Lord, am I getting cold feet? He answered me, no, not cold feet. Cautious feet. Answering my cautions, He said, yes, the rapture, it's here. I want you to let go of the earth and all the expectations you have had. All will be fulfilled in my time, my perfect time. But now there will be an interval of glory for you and for all of my brides. I am taking you to myself, Claire. We are to be wed right before the very throne of the Father. Forever, I am taking you into my house to live and abound with me. I looked up that word abound. It's to be plentiful, abundant, to be full of, to overflow with. Really beautiful word. I'm taking you into my house to live and abound with me. And I will take you through the celestial landscapes to learn the secrets of how I have put things together. Things that fascinated you from childhood. I shall answer, to dance between comets and stars, and to dance beneath the play of lights and nebulas among the stars who are singing their praises to me. All of this and more is yours, my dove. Then as the music continued, I saw us processing up to the altar of a brilliant white cathedral as Jesus took my hand and placed it upon His arm, and He presented me to the Father, saying, I wish to take this woman for my wife. And after our vows, He kissed me a very pure and tender kiss and returned and processed down the aisle with confetti, rice, doves, everything, banners flying through the air until we were in an open white limousine, waving to people as we were driven to the palace. There we walked up the long spiral staircase into our room. As we began to relax, He took my hand and the ceiling disappeared, and we were flying up into space, or should I just say rising vertically, ever so gently, and soon we were exploring the glories of the lights in space, a blend of colors so delicate, and yet shades blending into shades, iridescent pastels, and as we were just floating along in an upright position, Jesus put His hand out and caught a comet and handed it to me. It was only the size of a softball, but on fire with sparkles emanating. When I let go of it, it continued on its way. Amazing, playing catch with comets. Still, the music was playing, and I was in such a mood that I really wanted to dance, but there was no dance floor. Then I thought, oh, what fun to ice skate between the galaxies and nebulas. And suddenly, ice was before us, and we were skating between planets and moons and nebulas so freely. Oh, I've never imagined such a magical thing in my life. The Lord began, "Yes, I'm getting you ready to take you home, and you shall prepare also my brides for this celestial event, and their joy and expectations will soar, knowing the joys I have in store for them. And this immense joy you're feeling in your belly is but a precursor of the glory that will soon be yours. Oh yes, your toes wiggle in joy. Your whole being expands with the very thought of what is to be. And yes, we will sing a duet as you sing to me and I sing to you, and our voices blend in perfect harmony, the perfection only I can create. Yes, you are my bride, and I'm so excited for that day. I can hardly contain myself for the fulfillment of the kingdom of heaven, and you shall be lifted in divine ecstasy, and how we will all ecstatically rejoice. Oh, Lord, it's beyond fairy tale, beyond anything anyone could ever imagine. Yes, I know. He kissed me, and I disappeared into his heart, and he smiled. Yes, forever mine, for eternity. He continued, "Well, I wanted you to know you are very close. We are very close, or I would not be revealing these things to you. So hang on, hold on, don't push it back to the fall. Stay right here in present time where you are." And that was the end of the message. Well, that was a relief to hear, because truly the last few days I've been feeling, oh goodness, am I jumping the gun here? Have I got it in my mind that it's going to be happening sooner than it's actually going to be happening? And I was really wondering about that, and the Lord immediately addressed my doubts and my fears, I guess you could say, but more my doubts. Immediately he addressed that, went right to the point, didn't waste a bit of time, and told me, "No, it's not cold feet, it's cautious feet." Yeah, I think we're all cautious after all the times we thought he was coming and he hadn't come. So I guess all I can say is get your dancing shoes on, get your skates on, and be prepared. Continue to purify and look forward to that time with the Lord. Continue to go deeper into prayer. Really, be ready. Be the virgin with the full lamps. Definitely be ready. God bless you, and thank you so much for wanting to be so close to the Lord and listening to our videos. I really appreciate it. I'm so happy that they're having a positive impact on you. I know they're definitely affecting me that way. The Lord bless you.